Good afternoon, everyone. And on behalf of Father Smith and Deacon Bob and all of us here at Prince of Peace, I wish you and your families a very happy and holy Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, this is the most exciting evening, I guess, of the year. Children are looking forward to opening their presents, and adults are looking forward to watching them and perhaps opening a few presents themselves. And this wonderful tradition of giving and receiving Christmas presents invites us to reflect more deeply on what gift-giving means. In the Acts of the Apostles, St. Paul says, "We must exert ourselves to support the weak, remembering the words of the Lord Jesus, who himself said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" This saying is not recorded in any of the canonical Gospels, but it certainly sounds like something Jesus could well have said. And any adult watching children opening their presents on Christmas morning will have the wonderful experience of giving joy to others. And in giving joy to others, we share in their happiness, which in turn becomes for us a great and wonderful blessing. But we also need to realize that the greatest gifts of all are those of life and love, which we have given to our children, but which God first has given to each and every one of us. In the traditional Mass, there is a beautiful prayer at the offertory. When the priest mixes the water and the wine, he says, "O God, who in creating human nature didst wonderfully dignify it and hast still more wonderfully restored it, grant that, by the mystery of this water and wine, we may become partakers of his divine nature, who deigned to share our human nature, Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord." God is the ultimate giver of good things. He is perfect in himself, and he had no need to create anything. But in the fullness, in the abundant joy and richness of his love, he chose to create human beings in order that we might come to know him and to love him. And when we mess things up, as human beings are wont to do, he did not leave us in the darkness of selfishness and sin and death. Instead, he sent his only begotten Son into the world in our own form and likeness, in the nature of a human being, like us in all things but sin. And when Jesus was born into our world, he not only restored our relationship with God our Father, but he also made us capable of sharing his own nature, of becoming partakers of God's own life, a life of infinite peace and joy, a life of pure and unending love. As St. Gregory of Nyssa said, "God became a human being in order that human beings might become gods." This is a vocation, a blessing, and a gift far beyond our merits or imagination. It shows us how much God loves each one of us, how unique and special each of us truly is. And it helps us to put in perspective our own fears and selfishness, our own failures and triumphs, and our own halting attempts at charity. We are nothing without God. We owe everything we are, everything we can think and say and do, to his great gifts. And he asks of us nothing in return except that we try to love him and our fellow human beings, who are truly our brothers and sisters, as he has loved us. And so, as we will gather tomorrow around the Christmas tree, opening and exchanging presents, and as we celebrate in the coming days ahead, greeting family and friends, sharing food and drink and laughter, let us also take the time here at this holy sacrifice of the Mass, and also in the secret places of our hearts, to thank God for his great gifts to us, reflecting on the lovely words of the prophet Isaiah. "How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of him who brings glad tidings, announcing peace, bearing good news, announcing salvation and saying to Zion, 'Your God is King.' Break out together in song, O ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord comforts his people. He redeems Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm in the sight of all the nations. All the ends of the earth will behold the salvation of our God." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.